The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. I don't know where Isak Abla is and what time zone you're in, but I'm so glad you're with us. I got to tell you something about this lovely lady that's going to be joining us here on the show. She has a thing that she does on the Salem News Channel. As I mentioned earlier in the program, she was born in Istanbul, Turkey, raised in a Muslim home. She experienced verbal and physical abuse and found herself in a highly violent, abusive marriage to a Muslim man. I'm assuming that is over and it's ended. Isak earned a bachelor's degree in literature and an advanced business degree, worked in high-ranking executive positions for some of Turkey's largest corporations, and traveled throughout Europe. In 1996, she fled to America from her violent Muslim husband after he tried to kill her. Now, this is pretty serious stuff, folks. After years of struggling to start her career all over again in a foreign country and failing in many areas of her personal life, she fell into deep depression and became suicidal. On the day she was planning to end her life, she had a personal encounter with God. That day, she surrendered her life to Jesus Christ and received the supernatural healing and redemption of Christ. See, this is the thing about John 3:16, folks. It's all there, man. It's in black and white. You can read it. And this is why we're going through an apostasy right now. And see, the thing is when God just works wonders, and some people have to hit the big low spot before they finally wake up and realize what's going on in life. And see, from that moment on, Isak Abla's life remarkably changed for the better. She got a full-time ministry. That's what she's in right now, attending the Ambassador's Commission School of Ministry. After she graduated, she became an ordained minister, like me. She studied biblical studies, like me. She attended Yale and Harvard for leadership training. I can't say that like me on that one. I wouldn't go to those places. I'm sorry. They're crazy now. And, you know, this is the thing I want to talk to and get Isak's take on this thing, because these places are turning into total nutcases out there, and everybody knows it. They're watching. They see the optics. Isak Abla, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
You know, the thing is that it must be wonderful to have that kind of blessings that you have on a daily basis. And now life has just got a new purpose, right?
Absolutely. I don't know how people can do without Jesus.
So the big thing is, and this is, you know, one of the reasons why people are, I don't want you to take offense to the fact that Isak used to be Muslim. All right. Now she's a Christian. She's trying to profess, because you speak, you know, Muslim dialects, and you can share this with other Muslims who, yes, many of which, and this is unfortunate because, see, my listeners are all watching the optics out there and people chanting death to the infidel, death to America. Since you've been here, you see all this conflict. And I've got to ask, being a Christian, are you conflicted with all of what's going on with Muslims versus Israelis and all this nonsense?
Of course, it is more than a conflict. It just gives you this righteous anger, what is happening right now. Anti-Semitist propaganda, even in America, it is so ridiculous and so evil, pure evil. It is hard to put my head around it, not only in the Muslim world, and which I saw it when September 11 happened. Muslim countries were throwing celebrations. And now we have, unfortunately, government that is so friendly with these people that they celebrate terrorism in the world. And we are seeing those propagandas are happening in America. And it's time to wake up.
Well, one of our callers, Brady from Arizona, just said that they were basically flying drones overhead in Gaza and playing Screaming Babies and crying babies through the loudspeakers in these drones to force people out of their homes to find out what's going on, and then they get shot at. You know, see, the thing is I'm not there. I can't personally witness this as a journalist. And I'm telling people, look, it's all about optics. It's there to create divisiveness in America. That's exactly what Satan wants. He wants neighbor to turn against neighbor. He wants people to turn against God. This problem is bigger than both of us, I'm afraid. And it's going to continue because the apostasy was predicted in the scriptures. So this whole nonsensical thing, I mean, it's a religious war, a spiritual battle that's been going on for centuries. Now, how has your viewpoint changed from the Muslim culture to the Christian culture in how you view all of this?
It changed 180 degrees, I can tell you. My last visit to mosque was after I was beaten up, and it was Ramadan, and I was 19 years old. And I was hearing Imam shouting, death for Christians and Jews, death for infidels. And everybody was screaming in the mosque. And that was my last time in a mosque at 19 years old. And I look around, all I was seeing was anger, pure evil, rage, and violence. And I am seeing it right now because my mentality changed. Of course, I was brainwashed against Jews. I was brainwashed like any other Muslim right now in the world, and brainwashed and programmed to hate Jews and Christians and Americans. But once you know the truth, that veil is removed, David, everything changes. And I became sold out to the cause and mission of Jesus Christ to tell people about his unconditional love.
So because of the fact that, you know, sometimes I've been accused of being overinformed, you know, how do you deal with people who reject what you have to tell them about Christianity and trying to change their mind about being an infidel and death to America? How do you do it?
Well, I would ask a question. Jesus had different communication skills, and one of them was asking a question, how is it working for you? We have approximately 1.7 billion Muslims around the world. And they are after this, 15, 17 million Jews to take them out and against America. But when you look at the Muslim nations and the condition of women living there, condition of the children and everything, how is it working for you? When you look at the picture, and I want to ask, some Americans are doing these propagandas, of course, out of complete ignorance and idiocy. I'm sorry to say that, but no, I'm not sorry anyway. But I want to tell you, like, I want to ask them, do you want to become like this 1.7 billion people living, going through hell? And, you know, a lot of people, Muslims are living in this country right now, hating America. Not all of them, but majority of them. Living in America, hating America, I am like, why don't you go back to those hell fires that you are living in? Because I am coming from there, and I appreciate what I see here, and I appreciate what Christ had done for me. And so those are the questions that I think we need to ask them. They need to answer those questions.
Right. And see, the thing is that Americans are very conflicted right now with the news and what's going on, because the news is painting optics. And there are a lot of people are protesting because they think that Israel is committing genocide on people in Gaza.
Ridiculous.
And so, you know, I'm going to invite callers to join us here. Sherry in Kansas, you're back on the line with Isaac Abla. Go ahead. I guess she dropped. Anyway, so if you want to call 844-769-2944, this is a very sensitive subject, and it's sensitive because of the fact that so many people right now, the apostasy has happened just like the Bible predicted it would. People have fallen away. They've listened to what the mainstream media is doing, which is promoting violence and this kind of idiotic behavior. This is not Christ-like behavior. We're supposed to walk in love, and it doesn't matter who, and not, you know, my belief is, and I've worked for people before, been employed by people who are Muslim, and they seem to have, they're indifferent toward, I'm going to say white Anglo-Saxon Protestant for whatever label I can find. I mean, that's the closest thing I can find, because I don't want to call myself a white supremacist, because we certainly are in the minority here. Yet we have a government that helps to paint that optic picture by the arguendo and Chuck Schumer and everybody else that's going on here. And they keep voting all this aid for Israel. And when they try, and this is the funny thing about it, is there's so much conflict going over there because they want to open up the door to aid Gaza. And then the Muslims are fighting the aid to Gaza, which a lot of this doesn't make any sense. And it's got to be, they're trying to paint a very confusing picture to keep us all in the dark. Do you see the same thing, and why would that be?
Oh, I am absolutely seeing this, and the pictures are painting is so fabricated. As a matter of fact, Hamas, the terrorist group, not a government terrorist group, is killing his own people, using his own people. They are not own people. They are worse enemies, and spreading all these lies to the world. And this is a planned, this is purely evil planned action from beginning to an end.
Okay, Eric in Iowa, you're on the phone with Isaac Obla. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear your conversion to Christianity. And but I was wondering, I heard a woman that's locked down in Syria right now, Vanessa Beely, and she says that, of course, that the U.S. excuse me, is backing like ISIS to help overthrow to do regime changes with the West. And so I didn't know. I mean, it seems like they're using this Muslim stuff to help overthrow regimes. I didn't know if you are familiar with what's going on in Syria.
Yes, yes. And it's a great question. I just want to thank you for asking this question. Unfortunately, we don't have a very strong government in the U.S. right now. Our homeland security is very weak. And I would say we need a president. We haven't been having president for a long time in this country. So the chair is empty. And this is the way that Muslims are seeing it. So it's all playground right now for their ideology to succeed. And because we don't have someone with a titanium backbone and doing the things that's supposed to be done, right now we are in a very weak position. I wouldn't say 100% supporting it, but of course it looks like supporting it because doing everything that terrorists would like American government to do. We are at that place, unfortunately, and it's not only in Syria, it's in other parts of the world, even in Iran, we are seeing it because we are that big giant and fighting for freedom and the land of the brave. Unfortunately, is giving mixed signals to the world because of our weak government right now.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head there, Isaac. Eric, any other questions?
That's good. I mean, she was also saying that Israel and the West was kind of helping overthrow that regime in Syria. So I didn't know. I mean, it seemed like they used Muslim to help overthrow regimes. Not like, I mean, I'm sure they're doing it for money, but anyway, so that's what I was wondering about, if we're seeing the whole picture or not.
I appreciate that, Eric. Thanks for your call. You know, see, the thing is to me, when I look at this stuff, it's not all about money. It's about control. And unfortunately, I mean, this is the thing. The central banking community has said, like in Rothschild's quote, Mayor Amschel Rothschild says, give me control of a nation's currency. I don't care who makes the laws. But the thing is that these ideologies, I think, are much more powerful. Even if you do supply these people with the weaponry and the necessary funding, like it's Zelensky in Ukraine begging for money all the time. I mean, Israel's getting funding, and it's like we have a Congress, like I said, that basically spends money like a drunken sailor in a strip club. And this is just how they're behaving. It's we the people versus D.C. right now in America. The people you talk to, do they have the same kind of feeling that we're talking about here?
Yes, we see it because there's a big conflict right now. Of course, we are seeing this greatest division right now, but also jihad is not only violence. Jihad is not only a fight, but there's a media jihad, which is we are seeing right now. We are seeing population jihad, so they can come and populate as immigrants to America and Western world. We are seeing economical jihad. So there are like many different types of jihad, educational jihad, sending their children, like you talk about my education from Harvard and Yale, those Muslim kids are coming and then becoming very high positional authorities. And we used to have a president coming from there too. So these are all part of jihad. And we are seeing, unfortunately, like you said, our government is spending money carelessly. But it is not, I believe, carelessly. But there is a hidden evil agenda that they are being used for. And unfortunately, we are seeing this right now.
But you think, just from looking at the optics, Isaac, they know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt that they know what they are doing. This country has been led by patriotic people. You know, we are not throwing patriotism right now here, but this is what should be. In every nation, there are patriotic leaders. We don't have them right now. There are people sitting on high chairs, but they are hating America and Americans. And Americans are so ignorant, unfortunately, most of them, and they are putting these people in charge in their lives because they don't know what is going on in the Middle East and North Africa amongst the Muslim world and their ideology. Islam is not only a religion, it's an ideology. And they don't know who they are supporting, quote unquote, in the name of peace, in the name of humanism. And this is complete Antichrist agenda.
But the thing is that the war that's going on right now between Israel and Gaza is centuries old, and this thing is going to continue to go on, and we're going to continue to have conflict, and the U.S. is going to continue to get dragged into the middle of it. I mean, there's no end in sight on this thing unless somebody pushes the red button and D.C. goes away completely. And of course, we don't want to see nuclear war, but these warmongers that are serving in D.C. right now, I liken them to reprobates, almost every single one of them. There's a few exceptions, but the thing is that they're compromised once they get there. We just had Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss, who is a minister also, on our show yesterday explaining the same thing, and he was just in shock when he went there. So you and I both know that we've got some serious issues to deal with come this November in our elections, and I'm assuming you are also a registered voter here. Is that right?
Absolutely. Okay. I know as an American citizen who is proud to be an American, and I received my freedom in America. I got shackle-free, chain-free in America because of the freedom that I had, and I am going to protect that freedom that I received in this wonderful nation with my voting. As a Christian, knowing my responsibilities, what to do, what not to do.
That's great. We have another Christian joining us on the phone again from last hour, Jeff in North Carolina. You're on with Isaac Abla. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, hello to your guests there, ma'am. Just had a couple of questions. First off, I want to say praise the Father in heaven that you were able to find the truth in Jesus Christ and the Son Yeshua. And my question is, I know you came through a really bad relationship, and you know we're close to death and so forth. Did you? At that point, when you got broke down, were you, I was homeless for over a year, so I know what it's like to be really down hard. Did you just get on your hands and knees and ask God to just show himself to you? And he did. And my other question is, over where you're from, is it easy to get a hold of the Bible or get a hold of the Christian materials so you can apply yourself to the Word of God and get the truth? And I guess those were my two questions, so I'll just sit back and listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much, Jeff. Yes, you know how it is to be homeless and how it is to have nothing, but yes, many times I was a seeker. Let's put it that way. I was seeking God, and I didn't know, of course, which God I was seeking, but let's put it this way. I was seeking my creator. because who made me had the answers for my misery to get me out of my misery. And I was miserable before Jesus. And your second question is, I had a senior moment, but if it is easy to access to Bibles and Christian material in these countries. So I want to tell you this. It has been 24 years I've been a Christian. I made it my life mission that it will be easier to access. At the time that I was praying, it wasn't easy to access Bibles and other materials. But the day I got saved, I had a ministry. I could preach the gospel without knowing any doctrine or theology to the doorposts and doorknobs. But I was so on fire, and I am still. So we are making sure through Ishikabla Ministries right now, spreading the gospel and making sure that whoever needs Bibles around the Muslim world, Middle East and North Africa, are having access and doing TV, radio broadcasts all over the world, more than 200 nations. And I just want to tell you, it is getting easier and easier because of what we are doing on social media as well to access to the Word of God. Thank you for asking that.
I appreciate that, Isaac. And thanks, Jeff, for asking that question, because there's a lot of unanswered questions Americans have right now. And you have the ability to call up and ask them. The question is, will you? Here's the other thing, too, because of the fact that there is another media outlet over there that is predominantly Muslim, and that's Al Jazeera. Is the news that they're putting out, is it half sanitized? Is it watered down? Is it real? I mean, from your perspective, because you've been there, done that, you know what Al Jazeera is. Are they putting out the truth, or is it just a one-sided truth?
It is only one-sided fabricated stories. I want to tell you something. My mother came here to live with me after my father passed away last year. And five times a day, she is a praying, devout Muslim. You should have heard the things that she was saying about Israel and America and everything. I mean, I'm coming from that home and I am her daughter. I was still blown away that she was believing all these lies. And she was one of the major followers of the channel. And I had to sit with her. But I thank God after 3 weeks into her arrival here, she received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior, being in my studio during my Turkish broadcast, hearing in her own language, and she gets drink, and I was crying in the studio during my live broadcast, and my mother received Christ. Now it is a work, because all these years, she's almost 80. Today is her birthday. She's 80 years old, 80 years of brainwash. Can you believe? But Jesus is doing a major work, quick work in her mind. And now she loves Israel and she loves America, thank God.
That's humbling. It really is. Just the fact that, you know, you're doing this thing, that's enough to bring you to tears. I know I'm halfway there. You know, whenever I see somebody receiving Christ into their life, that's just amazing. The thing is that we all have to stick together as Christians right now, because we're in a situation where Satan knows who we are. He knows what we're doing here. He knows we're trying to spread the gospel. He knows that we want to walk in love. He doesn't want any of that. He wants hate. He wants division. He wants strife. He wants people, neighbor turning against neighbor, and it just can't be like that. So tell us a little bit about your Salem News Channel show.
Well, this is now not on a consistent base, but we are going for it. I just want to spread the truth. And I want to spread the truth from a former Muslim point of view, who really found the truth, and the veil was gone and the blinders were gone. And I think people need to, especially Americans, need to hear my stories. I have hundreds of stories of brainwash and all the lies that were just planted in me, and how God, Yeshua HaMashiach, removed those seeds one by one, like you remove the weeds from the ground. So I am passionate about it, and I believe it is a timely message, such a time as this. And you know that at this time, we are the remnant, and God is calling his remnant to unite. And I want to tell everybody right now, there is no such a place, oh, I am independent, or I am in the middle ground. I don't know. I am neutral. No, this is the time you're going to take your side, and that side, whether it's for God, true God, or whether it's for the devil. There's no middle ground at this time.
So when somebody starts screaming Allahu Akbar, they're coming from the other side.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have terrorists that I led to Christ through my broadcast. I mean, they wanted to kill me. They sent me threats. And I knew what they were about. And they were wearing bandanas saying Allahu Akbar. They start their war chants with Allahu Akbar. So we know. And every namaz, every call for prayer starts with that as well. So we know what they are standing for. And I'm telling you, I have a lot of Muslim family members, friends. Some of them are seculars. But good Muslim means to Americans, secular Muslims. You know, they don't read Quran, they don't believe in jihad. But good Muslims in the Quran are the ones that are fighting for jihad and spreading Islam to the world. So there's a difference in the terminology of good Muslim that we understand and the Quran, real Islam, understands. And I am passionate about telling the truth to people.
Well, so now that you've been imbued in the spirit, which, I mean, the nine manifestations of the spirit that the Bible talks about is word of knowledge and word of wisdom and discerning of spirits. You definitely seem as if you can dial into somebody right away and God tells you whether or not you're supposed to minister to them and what to say. Have you confronted these manifestations in your life, in your walk?
Yes, absolutely. And we need to follow the Holy Spirit's leading, of course. That is very important. And Holy Spirit is spirit of truth. So when I am confronted and I have a lot of oppositions, you can think of and a lot of persecutions that are coming. But this is part of the cost that I am called. That is the cost. A lot of Westerners, they don't want to pay the cost. And they want to live in their comfort zone. But these are the times, whether you want to pay it or not, you're going to pay it one way or another, because our children are confused right now. The public school system is a wreck right now. So all these things, we need to stand, because it is affecting us. They are in our neighborhood. They are not overseas. They are here. And they are in our houses through media. And that is why we need to confront these issues and these lies and the enemy with such boldness that we cannot be afraid of the enemy. We need to stand for the truth.
Well, see, and the thing is all the people over in the ancient times accused Christ of being a hellraiser and you know, he's a troublemaker out on the streets, a rabble rouser. And it's like, he was just trying to speak the truth to people, whether they wanted to receive it or not. I mean, he's virtually doing the same thing that you seem to run into. We all have our walk with God, but the thing is sometimes the Spirit motivates us not to say certain things in certain places because it's not appropriate or could put us in danger and hamper our ministry. Have you found that to be the case ever here in America?
Oh, absolutely. We are so concerned about not offending people, and we are so fragile right now. Our new generation, we are raising them so fragile. Our government is helping everybody to be super sensitive about all these gender confusions and all this garbage that they are supporting. And people are like, we are walking on eggshells right now in America as Christians, especially. Christian persecution is not only in the Middle East. Christian persecution is happening right now in America. And I am so blown away how even Christian Americans in America cannot see that is happening. So for that reason, we shouldn't be, of course, aggressive in our tone of voice and violent. I am completely against violence in any form. But what you are seeing right now is a zeal and a passion, and we must have that.
Isa Gabla, congratulations on your finding the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and making him your Savior, Yeshua. This is just amazing. I love this half hour. This makes it a feel-good Friday, folks. That's what it is. I appreciate you. God bless you for the work that you are doing. Keep the faith and keep it up. We'll be back with more.
Thank you so much.
You bet. God bless you. We'll be back with your phone calls after these messages. Stay with us.
And one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet. And an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
This is Feel Good.
Power to the people.
In more ways than one.
Power to the people.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Friday. Boy, wasn't that enlightening? That you can put away the hatred and listen to somebody who was near death that converted to Christ. They hit the low spot and rose above it. Now that's a feel-good moment, isn't it? You see, there are all sorts of blessings in this world, and every day we need to get up and pray for those blessings. Now, moving into the health category, in our news segment here, because we still have 30 minutes of news cycle, or thereabouts, 23 minutes actually. A New Jersey woman is alive and improving after undergoing experimental transplant surgery involving a kidney from a genetically modified pig. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but she's still alive. It's a 54-year-old grandmother from Cookstown, New Jersey, 20 miles southeast of Trenton, Lisa Paisano. She was practically on death's doorstep. She was in desperate need of a kidney transplant, but the antibodies in her tissues made finding a match nearly impossible. She was also in heart failure because she was in dialysis. Doctors hesitated to implant a heart pump, known as a left ventricular assist device, because of the high mortality rate for dialysis patients undergoing that kind of procedure. And all of a sudden, Dr. Robert Montgomery came into her life. He's the director of the NYU Langone Transplant Institute. They offered to perform two separate procedures that would at least buy Paisano some more time with her loved ones. April 4th, she underwent the first surgery, implanting an LVAD device. 8 days later, medical teams put this kidney from a pig into her body. Xenotransplantation is what they call it, cross-species organ transplants. And of course, he chose a kidney from among those genetically modified at United Therapeutics to implant inside Paisano. The pig's kidney was also outfitted with the pig's thymus gland to further reduce the chances of rejection. It seemed to work. After the pig kidney was implanted in Paisano, it began producing urine almost immediately, causing doctors and nurses to erupt in cheers right there in the operating room. She will likely have to stay in the hospital for several months. She's already shown dramatic signs of improvement. With the help of a walker and several physical therapists, she even took a few steps this week, 10 days after the transplant. However, news reports indicate her long-term prognosis is unclear. Now, when we hear about GMO parts, it's kind of like, oh boy, where is science going with this? You know, technology is increasing. That's a problem with many, biblically, because it means we're getting closer to the end times. But of course, again, we know not the day nor the hour. Unlike some foods you may reach for when you're feeling stressed out, these ancient foods are powerful allies to your mental and even brain health. Guess what it is? Fermented foods like sauerkraut and kimchi. Now, I'm not a kimchi fan, folks. I'm sorry. Stinky cabbage. I'm a big sauerkraut fan. But in any case, fermented foods are rich in phytochemicals and microbial metabolites that include neurotransmitters and neuromodulators. These compounds stimulate pathways of the microbiota gut-brain axis, including those of the immune system and the neuroendocrine, enteric, nervous, and circulatory systems. Fermented foods may block dysregulation of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, the system responsible for the management of stress, which has also been linked to multiple neuropsychiatric disorders. A meta-analysis of cohort studies found a significant association between consuming fermented dairy foods, including cheese and yogurt, and a decreased risk of depression. Imagine that. And of course, if you're having disrupted sleep, we have an article on our blast and on the posting on the website about why your sleep is being disrupted. It's because nighttime snacks might be the culprit. So, I mean, literally, if you are going through a bag of Cheetos on the couch before you go to sleep, not a good thing. You got all this refined sugar going in your body. There are three factors to consider keeping an eye on if you suspect your sugar intake may be affecting your sleep. It's got everything to do with that. Frequent urination. Fluctuations in blood sugar levels can affect how often you need to urinate. High blood sugar levels can cause an increase in urine production, leading to more frequent urination. On the other hand, low blood sugar levels can cause a decrease in urine production, leading to infrequent urination. When blood sugar is too high, the kidneys work harder to remove excess sugar, which means you got to go to the bathroom more. Night sweats is another thing. Blood sugar levels can affect body temperature in a few ways. When blood sugar levels are high, the increased loss of fluids through urine can lead to dehydration, which can make it more difficult for the body to regulate its temperature, which can cause body temperature to rise, hence the night sweats. Because, you know, in contrast, when blood sugar levels are low, the body can shiver and generate heat to maintain its core temperature. To compensate for a drop in blood sugar levels, the body produces adrenaline, which causes blood vessels to narrow and sweat glands to activate. So that's why you get clammy and sweaty in the middle of the night. Fluctuations in blood sugar levels can affect blood flow and circulation, impacting body temperature. The last one is vivid dreaming. More research is needed, of course, to understand the relationship between blood sugar levels and dreams. However, evidence supports a drop in blood sugar and vivid dreaming. Blood sugar dips while you're asleep. That's linked to nightmares and crying out in the middle of the night without recollection. A clinical case report published in 2019 found that a patient with type 2 diabetes who was displaying abnormal behavior while sleeping due to hypoglycemia saw a halt in the episodes after an adjustment of the insulin dosage. Research additionally supports that bad dreams in those with type 2 diabetes are associated with poor glycemic control. So, of course, people go, well, what do I do? Eat the right snacks if you must. Snacks that are low in carbs and high in protein can help ensure a good night's sleep. Which ones? I'll tell you. High carbohydrate intake is associated with significantly poor sleep quality, and the nutritionists out there are recommending try apple slices with peanut butter, hummus, or raw celery or carrots, or try avocado slices with hemp seeds on whole wheat toast. There you have it. Mental illness and suicide in children and adolescents linked to smartphones. Are you surprised? This is a new book out by NYU social psychologist Jonathan Haidt. Could be Haidt. H-A-I-D-T. You say it any way you want. May confirm what many parents have already deduced and may be eye-opening to others. The harmful effects of smartphones on kids and youth. He has a new book out, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness is Downright Alarming, according to John Sundholm, writing for Your Tango. Haidt says that smartphones, social media, helicopter parenting have altered childhood for Gen Z and Gen Alpha. Well, there's a new one. Resulting in greater mental illness, social ineptness, and declining academic achievement. So here's what Haidt is recommending to combat these phenomena. If you're going to give your kid a phone, give him a simple flip phone until high school so you can remain in contact with your kids. No smartphones before high school, suggesting parents opt for simple flip phones. No social media before 16. Phone-free schools, which tend to have myriad positive results in schools because kids these days are all thumbs, right? Texting, texting, sexting, texting. With even some students saying they prefer a phone-free experience. More independence, free play, and responsibility in the real world. Another great way, teaching you to interact with people. So when you get out in the real world, guess what? You're more successful. In gardening, farming, and homesteading, we've got an article on baking soda as a gardener's best friend, 14 nifty uses in the garden, and a big itemized category about beekeeping for beginners, for those of you that want to partake in that. Me, I'm allergic to bee stings, so I don't think I'm going to be among those that do that. Otherwise, I'd be sitting there pumping myself full of EpiPens. All right, we'll move along with the COVID-related news here in a moment. Darlene, I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I hope everyone else is as well. Excellent article on the phones and children.
Yep. Let's say you. What else is going on in your world?
Well, in Farm World, April 26th edition, Bayer is lobbying lawmakers to provide legal shield against Roundup lawsuits. So I guess that's similar to the cell phone legislation that was long passed on it's not going to harm you and the COVID game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's already passed in Iowa. It's in Missouri now because that, you know, that's where Bayer or Monsanto is located with 167 claims against Bayer for Roundup damage. But the legislation is probably more serious than that because it's drafted in an interpretable, the way it's drafted makes it interpretable to mean nobody could bring any suit against Bayer.
Well,
so they're
going
like to, they
yeah,
win in Missouri,
did,
I'm sure they're going to move through all the other states that are using Roundup in excess.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing they did with the Big Pharma, too, is they basically made it impossible to sue them for damage committed by the jab.
Yeah, not only with the COVID, but with the vaccines and the children.
Yep.
Right?
And we're finding out it doesn't do any good to vaccinate kids.
Right. You should see the ones that aren't. They're so healthy. It's unbelievable. Anyhow, thing is, the one legislator brought up the fact that asbestos and opioids were also claimed to be safe for a number of years before the damages appeared.
Wow.
So this to me, it's our food supply. I call the food a bioweapon. I don't eat out anymore because of it. And Stephanie Seneth, you know, in her book, it ties up the sulfur and the chloride, which makes your stomach work correctly. And then, of course, we got kidney problems here in Indiana, probably from the corn syrup in the pop and other things. But one part per billion takes out your kidneys and your liver, and one part per million with an M takes out our testosterone. If I was the enemy, I'd want everybody to have it.
Makes sense.
You know? But I
sure
just
do.
Wanted to give everybody a heads up, especially the people in Missouri, because I can just see how the money's flowing.
Oh, yeah, the lobbyists are in full swing out there in the show-me state. I'm sure that they're going to try to put a stop to us trying to stop Roundup.
Darlene, the other thing is that hospital homicide word.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so effective. Whenever Medicare people call me, I pick up the phone, you know, when I'm in, and I, you know, they start giving me their little spiel if they're not artificial intelligence. And I said, well, do you know about hospital homicide? Because I really don't want to participate in that. And that just stops them. And they hang up on me.
Oh! Well, there's a new one
so
for
thank you for
all
that
right.
word. It's in
I
my vocabulary
it.
Now.
Thank you. HaltHospitalHomicide.com. I appreciate you, Darlene. Thanks so much. It's
thank
always
you,
good to talk to you. You bet. Wow. See, word gets out there, folks. People are paying attention. They really are. You know, you brought up COVID, Darlene. Lord God Fauci. That's what a lot of people, I put that in the headline because it's nothing more than window dressing. Lord God Fauci is going to testify in a public hearing on COVID on June 3rd. And it's to its response origins. Remember, he told everybody to put on your tinfoil hat. You're all a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Yeah, well, you know, Brad Wenstrup, who is the subcommittee chair from Ohio, announced that Fauci's agreed to appear. Now, what do you think he's going to say? They're going to ask him all these pointed questions, and, you know, it's all window dressing. He's already admitted to serious systemic failures in our public health system, which he said deserve further investigation. Oh, really? This is the pot calling the kettle black, folks. Fauci, you know, in the January hearing revealed he'd signed off on every foreign and domestic NIAID grant without personally reviewing the proposals. He said the 6-foot rule just showed up out of nowhere. On May 1, guess what? Echo Health Alliance, Peter Daszak, he's going to show up before the select subcommittee. Good luck with that. Did you or did you not transfer all that weaponry from North Carolina Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina, and Ralph Barrick's organization, along with $3.27 million of our taxpayer dollars over to Wuhan, Mr. Daszak? We'll see if he actually answers that question. God, what a joke. One other health note as far as COVID, there's a new study out. Not, like I said, you got to try this yourself, right? If you think that you are coming down with COVID, ew, you'd like a nice cup of tea. Because a cup of tea could be a powerful weapon in the fight against COVID-19, according to a new study that found several common varieties can effectively inactivate the COVID-2 virus in saliva. COVID-2, comrade. Research offers a glimmer of hope. And guess what? 24 commercially available teas, they have identified 5 out of the 24 that they studied, which reduce SARS-CoV-2 levels in saliva. These were raspberry zinger, eucalyptus mint, mint medley, green tea, and black tea. The team prepared a drinkable tea infusion using 1 tea bag steeped in a cup of water for 10 minutes without any additions like milk or sugar. They then tested the tea as a beverage or a gargle. The findings published in Food and Environmental Virology showed that all 5 varieties of the tea reduced the virus by at least 96% within just 10 seconds. When used in the mouth and throat, when gargled, the teas were even more effective. eliminating 99.9% of the virus in the same time frame. And guess which one proved the most potent? Black tea. And why does that matter? COVID-19 primarily infects and replicates in the oral cavity before spreading to the lungs. So if you can kick it in the mouth and throat, it won't get to your lungs. Amazing how that works. In cancel culture, there is a Senate investigation going on right now, which revealed the real reason where Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz has revealed the ticket selling company Eventbrite refused to sell tickets to the Save Women's Sports Advocate Riley Gaines rally due to the company's left-wing political ideology. That just came out. And of course, they had to come out. Well, sorry, but the stuff that you're promoting here goes against our company policy, and therefore we're not going to sell your tickets. Yep, put it right out there. Gotta love it, huh? And by the way, if you're attending the University of Southern California's graduation commencement ceremonies on the main stage, well, guess what? It's been canceled due to fear of protests. 93 people arrested this week by LAPD for trespassing at the university. The main ceremony usually brings about 65,000 people to USC's campus. And boy, they can't have any rioting and protesting going on by whoever. Whether you're anti-Muslim or anti-Palestinian or anti-Israeli or whoever you claim to be, they don't want you there. And so now the graduation commencement ceremonies on the main stage, gone away. In the, in case you missed it category, Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction in New York was overturned by the state's highest court, citing the trial judge's prejudicial handling. He was prejudiced, all right, of the landmark Me Too movement case. The 4-3 decision on April 25th, that was yesterday, highlighted the judge's egregious missteps, including allowing testimony on allegations unrelated to the case, prompting the court to enter a new trial. The decision reignites a painful episode in America's confrontation with sexual misconduct by influential people, a saga sparked by a deluge of accusations against Mr. Weinstein. Hey, you know what? If he gets out of the New York prison, don't worry. California will get him and put him in jail for the rest of his life. He's 72 right now, and he's got a 16-year sentence in California he's facing, so he's going to have to go there if he gets out of New York, so don't worry. Moving on to the phone here, Terry in New York. Good morning, sir. Okay. Debbie in Indiana, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. I was listening to Dan Bongino a couple of days ago, and he was talking about the money they were sending Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. And he said, check out page 11 in there. I don't know what's on there, but page 11.
The new bill.
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a note of it. I already did. I just wrote it down.
All right.
I appreciate that. Thanks for letting us know. Brady, you're back. What say you?
Yeah, good morning again, Dave. You know, talking about the bioengineered foods and that, you got to go back on your program. We're one of the few people out there that were bringing it to the public's attention that there was bioengineered foods in almost 90% of our products on the shelf in any grocery store you go in. It does say bioengineered food on it. Then you got to ask yourself, bioengineered, that means life engineering. Then you go to your jabs, your death jabs. What's inside the death jabs? mRNA. That's modified RNA, which means the transhuman agenda that the Democrats and all these World Health Order and the big Bilderberg groups across the world, your Klaus Schwabs, they're doing the transhumanism agenda starting from our kids all the way up until death, and you're deleting the God gene. They're trying to take the God gene away from us humans in every form they can. Water, air, food, death jabs, war, they're coming for us. And you talk about mass genocide by the Israelis, It's mass genocide by Satan that we're living under right now, Dave.
Good point, Brady. I appreciate your call. We are, definitely. Terry, you're back. I'm sorry your phone cut off there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. I hope you're doing well. I just have a testimony for the Green Bay McClay. Tuesday morning, I was cooking some bananas on my hot plate, and I took one of my shirts and picked it up. My thumb got burnt, and I spilled the bananas on my foot. Fortunately, I had two pairs of socks on. I tore the socks off as quick as I could. I got my jar of bentonite clay. I only had a little bit. Spread it on my foot. I got right at my heel here. Above it, I got about a two-inch red spot. And it blistered over. And then I anointed it with oil and prayed that God would take away the pain. I mean, the pain was unbearable. Most people would have called 911. And today I'm looking at it. The blister is all gone. There's no pain there.
Well, praise the Lord, Terry. I appreciate that. We ended Feel Good Friday. Yeah. Thank you for that testimonial. I appreciate that. And what a wonderful way to end our Feel Good Friday segment. Wow, we're out of time, and now the next time you hear our voice live will be at 11 a.m. Central. You can watch it on video, and you can also hear it. The audio will be available, and you can still call into the show. But we're just going to be starting at 11 a.m. this coming Monday with some interesting surprises for all of you when we get to that point. In the meantime, you have a blessed weekend. Take care of yourself. Be an example to others. Do something nice. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. See you Monday.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.